From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. After 25 straight days and more than a few nights of debate, the U.S. Senate is set to pass a health care overhaul bill this morning. Critics say it doesn't go far enough since there's no public option in it and there are restrictions on abortion coverage, or that it's unacceptable government intrusion into health care that will increase deficits and place new financial obligations on individuals and businesses. President Obama says the measure will help millions of people by making health insurance more accessible and affordable. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The push to overhaul the nation's health care system has dominated much of Mr. Obama's first year in office. He told NPR on the night before the Senate vote he's happy with the outcome, despite grumbling from both the left and the right.
Considering how difficult the process has been, this is an end product that I am very proud of and is greatly worthy of support.
Mr. Obama delayed the start of his Hawaiian vacation in order to be on hand in Washington for today's Senate vote. He acknowledged there's still some tough negotiation ahead to reconcile the House and Senate bills, but White House officials say health care overhaul is no longer a question of if, only when. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A heavy storm front is rolling through the Midwest. It's dumping snow, rain, freezing rain, and sleet. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports from Madison, travel officials want motorists to be cautious as they head off to holiday events.
For Wisconsin and neighboring states, snowfall will range between a few inches to nearly a foot of snow by the weekend. But wet and slippery conditions paired with gusts can make trips difficult. Beth Mosier of AAA Wisconsin says motorists should check weather and road reports, then plan their travel around the worst parts of the storm.
And if that's not possible, really, really play it safe out there. The first couple of snowfalls of the year are always a learning curve for folks, no matter how long they've driven or lived in this climate. Don't think that you're invincible out there. Take it slow. You'll get to grandma's eventually, but just play it safe.
Mosier says people should pack extra clothes, food, and a cell phone, and to let relatives and friends know their exact travel plans. She adds that if your car gets stuck, to stay with the vehicle so emergency crews can better locate you. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
Retailers are hoping for one last push by consumers on Christmas Eve to improve a fairly lackluster holiday selling season. But Britt Beamer of America's Research Group says many people may simply receive gifts of cash rather than items from stores. He says that is not good for many retailers based on what happened last year.
74% of those dollars went to either groceries, bills, or going out to eat.
Beamer says that even with last-minute shoppers out today, the crucial holiday season for retailers should basically be considered over. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Obama administration has criticized China's trial of a leading Chinese dissident, saying that the case raises questions about what kind of country China wants to be. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said that Liu Xiaobo is being tried for simply signing a piece of paper that calls for a more open form of government in China, which Crowley said should not be a crime.
These kinds of actions, a political trial, that will likely lead to a political conviction, is uncharacteristic of a great country.
Xiaobo is a literary critic who was detained a year ago after drafting a petition that called for an end to one-party rule. His trial lasted just a few hours, and diplomats and his family members were not allowed to attend. A verdict is expected on Christmas Day. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
At least four people are dead and more than a dozen injured after yet another militant attack in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar. A suicide bomber struck in a neighborhood where many government buildings are located. A policeman was among those killed. This is the second attack in 3 days in Peshawar. It's the main city near largely lawless tribal regions where the Pakistani military has mounted an offensive against militants, including those from Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Stock prices rose in Asia today. Stocks in Tokyo hit their highest level in 3 months. Market analysts expect European markets to move higher through the day as well. The dollar has fallen slightly from recent highs against other currencies. On Wall Street, stocks gained slightly yesterday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.